Hey, it's Saturday. How cool is that? Welcome to episode number 129 of the New Life Spring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb. I'm glad you're here. Deuteronomy chapter 5, John 12, and Psalm 51 from the New International Reader's Version is on our list today. Let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 5. I sent for all the people of Israel. Here is what I said to them. Israel, listen to me. Here are the rules and laws I'm announcing to you today. Learn them well. Be sure to follow them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Mount Horeb. He didn't make it only with our parents. He also made it with us. In fact, He made it with all of us who are alive here today. The Lord spoke to you face to face. His voice came out of the fire on the mountain. At that time I stood between the Lord and you. I announced to you the Lord's message. I did it because you were afraid of the fire. You didn't go up the mountain. The Lord said, I am the Lord your God. I brought you out of Egypt. This is the land where you were slaves. Do not put any other gods in place of me. Do not make statues of gods that look like anything in the sky or on the earth or in the waters. Do not bow down to them or worship them. I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God. I punish the children for the sin of their parents. I judge the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of those who hate me. But for all time I come to show love to all those who love me and keep my commandments. Do not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will find guilty anyone who misuses his name. Observe the Sabbath day. Keep it holy, just as the Lord your God commanded you. Do all of your work in 6 days. But the seventh day is a Sabbath in honor of the Lord your God. Do not do any work on that day. The same command applies to your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your oxen, your donkeys, and your other animals. It also applies to any outsiders who live in your cities. I want your male and female servants to rest just as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. The Lord your God reached out his mighty hand and powerful arm and brought you out of there. So he has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Honor your father and mother, just as the Lord your God commanded you. Then you will live a long time in the land he is giving you, and things will go well with you there. Do not commit murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false witness against your neighbor. Do not long for your neighbor's wife. Do not long to have anything that belongs to your neighbor. Do not long to have your neighbor's house or land, male or female servant, ox or donkey. Those are the commandments the Lord announced in a loud voice to your whole community. He gave them to you there on the mountain. He spoke out of the fire, cloud, and deep darkness. He didn't add anything else. Then he wrote the commandments on 2 stone tablets, and he gave them to me. The mountain was blazing with fire. You heard the voice coming out of the darkness. So your elders and all of the leaders of your tribes came to me. You said, The Lord our God has shown us his glory and majesty. We have heard his voice coming out of the fire. Today we have seen that a man can still stay alive even if God speaks with him. But why should we die? This great fire will burn us up. We'll die if we hear the voice of the Lord our God again. We have heard the voice of the living God. We've heard him speaking out of the fire. Has any other human being ever heard him speak like that and stayed alive? Go near and listen to everything the Lord our God says. Then tell us what he tells you. We will listen and obey. The Lord heard you when you spoke to me. He said to me, I have heard what these people said to you. Everything they said was good. But I wish they would always have respect for me in their hearts. I wish they would always obey all of my commands. Then things would go well with them and their children forever. Go and tell them to return to their tents, but you stay here with me. Then I will give you all of my commands, rules, and laws. You must teach the people to follow them in the land I am giving them as their very own. So, be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Don't turn away from his commands to the right or to the left. Live exactly as the Lord your God has commanded you to live. Then you will enjoy life in the land you will soon own. Things will go well with you there. You will live there for a long time. John chapter 12. It was 6 days before the Passover feast. Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived. Lazarus was the one Jesus had raised from the dead. A dinner was being given at Bethany to honor Jesus. Martha served the food. Lazarus was among those at the table with Jesus. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard. It was an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the sweet smell of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot didn't like what Mary did. He was one of Jesus' disciples. Later, he was going to hand Jesus over to his enemies. Judas said, "Why wasn't this perfume sold? Why wasn't the money given to poor people? It was worth a year's pay." He didn't say this because he cared about the poor. He said it because he was a thief. Judas was in charge of the money bag. He used to help himself to what was in it. "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "The perfume was meant for the day I am buried. You will always have the poor among you, but you won't always have me." Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there, so they came. But they did not come only because of Jesus. They also came to see Lazarus. After all, Jesus had raised him from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus too. Because of Lazarus, many of the Jews were starting to follow Jesus. They were putting their faith in him. The next day, the large crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. So they took branches from palm trees and went out to meet him. They shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel!" Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it. This is just as it is written in Scripture. It says, "City of Zion, do not be afraid. See, your king is coming. He is sitting on a donkey's colt." At first, Jesus' disciples did not understand all this. They realized it only after he had received glory. Then they realized that these things had been written about him. They realized that the people had done these things to him. A crowd had been with Jesus when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead. So they continued to tell everyone about what had happened. Many people went out to meet him. They had heard that he had done this miraculous sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "This isn't getting us anywhere. Look how the whole world is following him." There were some Greeks among the people who went up to worship during the feast. They came to ask Philip for a favor. Philip was from Bethsaida in Galilee. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to receive glory. What I'm about to tell you is true. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only one seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves his life will lose it, but anyone who hates his life in this world will keep it and have eternal life. Anyone who serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant will also be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. My heart is troubled. What should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, this is the very reason I came to this hour. Father, bring glory to your name." Then a voice came from heaven. It said, "I have brought glory to my name. I will bring glory to it again." The crowd there heard the voice. Some said it was thunder. Others said an angel had spoken to Jesus. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now it is time for the world to be judged. Now the prince of this world will be thrown out, but I am going to be lifted up from the earth. When I am, I will bring all people to myself." He said this to show them how he was going to die. The crowd spoke up. "The law tells us that the Christ will remain forever," they said. "So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus told them, "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light. Do this before darkness catches up with you. Anyone who walks in the dark does not know where he's going. While you have the light, put your trust in it. Then you can become sons of light." When Jesus had finished speaking, he left and hid from them. Jesus had done all these miraculous signs in front of them, but they still would not believe in him. This happened as Isaiah the prophet had said it would. He had said, "Lord, who has believed what we've been saying? Who has seen the Lord's saving power?" For this reason, they could not believe. As Isaiah says in another place, "The Lord has blinded their eyes. He has closed their minds, so they can't see with their eyes. They can't understand with their minds. They can't turn to the Lord. If they could, He would heal them." Isaiah said this because he saw Jesus' glory and spoke about Him. At the same time that Jesus did those miracles, many of the leaders believed in Him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not admit they believed. They were afraid they would be thrown out of the synagogue. They loved praise from people more than praise from God. Then Jesus cried out, "Anyone who believes in Me does not believe in Me only. He also believes in the One who sent Me. When he looks at Me, he sees the One who sent Me. I have come into the world to be a light. No one who believes in Me will stay in darkness. I don't judge a person who hears My words but does not obey them. I didn't come to judge the world. I came to save it. But there is a judge for anyone who does not accept Me and My words. The very words I have spoken will judge him on the last day. I did not speak on My own. The Father who sent Me commanded Me what to say. He also told Me how to say it. I know that His command leads to eternal life. So everything I say is just what the Father has told Me to say." Psalms chapter 51. God, show Me Your favor in keeping with Your faithful love. Because Your love is so tender and kind, wipe out my lawless acts. Wash away all of the evil things I have done. Make me pure from my sin. I know the lawless acts I have committed. I can't forget my sin. You are the one I've really sinned against. I've done what is evil in Your sight. So You are right when You sentence me. You are fair when You judge me. I know I've been a sinner ever since I was born. I've been a sinner ever since my mother became pregnant with me. I know that You want truth to be in my heart. You teach me wisdom deep down inside me. Make me pure by sprinkling me with hyssop plant. Then I will be clean. Wash me. Then I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear You say, "Your sins are forgiven." That will bring me joy and gladness. Let the body You have broken be glad. Take away all of my sins. Wipe away all of the evil things I have done. God, create a pure heart in me. Give me a new spirit that is faithful to You. Don't send me away from You. Don't take Your Holy Spirit away from me. Give me back the joy that comes from being saved by You. Give me a spirit that obeys You. That will keep me going. Then I will teach Your ways to those who commit lawless acts, and sinners will turn back to You. You are the God who saves me. I have committed murder. Take away my guilt. Then my tongue will sing about how right You are no matter what you do. Lord, open my lips so that I can speak. Then my mouth will praise You. You don't take delight in sacrifice. If You did, I would bring it. You don't take pleasure in burnt offerings. The greatest sacrifice You want is a broken spirit. God, You will gladly accept a heart that is broken because of sadness over sin. May You be pleased to give Zion success. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then holy sacrifices will be offered in the right way. Whole burnt offerings will bring delight to You, and bulls will be offered on Your altar. May God bless the reading of His Word. Our psalm today is one of my favorites. Being an old guy who was around during the Jesus Freak days of the 60s and 70s, I was touched deeply by the music of Keith Green. Believe me, I don't say this lightly, but I believe Keith was a true prophet of God. The lyrics Keith wrote and the words he spoke were, I believe, directly from the heart of God. Sadly for those of us who remain, Keith perished in an airplane crash in 1982 at the age of just 28 years, leaving a pregnant wife and 1-year-old daughter. Two others of the couple's children also perished with Keith, along with 7 other people. The reason I bring Keith up today is that he put music to part of our psalm today, Psalm 51, and there have been many times that I've been moved to tears as I sang it. The song is called, Create in Me a Clean Heart, and I'll put a link to a video on our show notes page at lifespringmedia.com and our Facebook page. Enjoy your weekend. If you're sitting around wondering what to do, how about sending me an email? My address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. And after you do that, why not leave a review at iTunes? It really would mean a lot to me. Thanks. Until Monday, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.